Well, coincidence, like Diane just reminded me, I have a habit of saying that I get this half hour off, and a very nice lady by the name of Diane Hulse gets to work. She's a candidate for the Scott County Board of Supervisors. Diane, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, ma'am, the pleasure is entirely mine because I get to sit back and relax and say, well, introduce yourself to the listeners of Talk Radio this afternoon. You're running for county board. Who is Diane Hulse?
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm a lifelong Scott County resident. I grew up in Pleasant Valley where my parents farmed onions and raised there. And later, my husband and I settled also in the area, raised our two children. They also went to Pleasant Valley schools. And about 8 years ago, my husband and I moved to rural Eldridge. I currently work for a technology company. Have been for the last 35 years. And I think that that experience has kind of given me the tools that I've used over the last almost 5 years now as I've been following local county government. And so those skills are in researching and doing my homework. And so the issues that I've found important over the last 5 years, I've spent time looking into them.
Well, okay. Let's talk about those issues. What issues come? Pick one, the first one.
Well, I think our just property tax in general is a big issue. Right now, in a couple of days, the announcement's going to come from the state of the rollback assessment. And little do any of us know that at this
it's
time...
It's not going to be enough. look, I'm a property taxpayer in Scott County. It's not going to be enough.
Well, that rollback is actually ends up being an increase. So what happens is that'll be a 3% increase in the taxable value of your property. So what that does at this time of the year is all the property in the state is assessed, is figured out how much value is there in the county, and then the taxable value is what the state sets, and that taxable value is going to go up 3%. So say you had a $261,000 home. That increase is $4,000. That's an additional $4,000 taxable dollars that is available to all the taxing authorities on your bill.
Well, it's a wealth tax because your home doesn't make any money.
That's right. That's right. And that all went into place in the 70s to control inflation, and now it's it's the role player in how each year, all the taxing authorities are getting more dollars. So what does that mean? That means that right now, as budgets are being calculated, they know exactly how much more. With the growth, with additional new construction, they know that, along with this 3% increase, how much more money they're going to have available to them.
What's your look at it? You bring up property taxes. Well, what does Diane Hulse think about them?
Well, we have doubled our budget in the last 14 years when our population has only grown 5%. So to me, I look back at, I work for a Fortune 50 company, and in those same 14 years, my salary's gone down $2,500. That's just the nature of technology business. they're doing what they have to run a business. And so to me, I look at that and say, we're not operating under the same principles that the rest of us are. And that's what's
going on. Well, the private sector is not operating under those principles right now. We can look at some sections of the private sector. For example, the print media is just going through a disastrous depression right now. Yet their property tax value sitting down here, we've got newspapers here in town. Those newspapers' property tax value is going to go up, not down.
Exactly. And that's why they did. There was a reform at the state in 2013, and that's given some relief to businesses and industry that knocked at 5% the first year and 10% off the second year of taxable value. And that's some relief. And I know why they have to do it, because, costs go too high up and people can't afford the product anymore and the economy will stall. So they had to give relief to the commercial and industrial. But also what they have done is created a new taxable category, or a new tax category, I should say, and that's the multi-residential. And that's your multiple home or multiple people living in a dwelling. And what that's now going to do is they're going to lower their taxable rate by 3.7. Their taxable rate at 3.75% each year now for the until 2022 until it meets the residential rollback rate. So that's going to be less dollars for the county to deal with, and actually not just the county, all taxing authorities. Dollars.
What you seem to be really talking about here is dealing with less dollars.
That's right.
That's what you think Scott Gaudy ought to be doing.
Yes, I do. Well, the reality is there is going to be less dollars available, and I think there's going to be some tough decisions coming as we go down the road.
Oh, okay,
and
tough decision.
Mm-hmm.
What tough decision? Name one.
Well, how do you do more with less, I guess is the tough decision. It's got to come to making those tough decisions. And I'm not saying, I think there's still room for savings, and that's what needs to be looked at. Where can we do more cuts? Because I think there's going to be less money coming in.
That's a pretty fair assessment. Let me pause for a little pause here and talk radio, then refreshes, and we'll go back to Diane Holtz, candidate for Scott, 24 degrees. Now, we're spending this half hour with a candidate for Scott County Board. She's going to be one of the Scott County supervisors if elected. Her name is Diane Holtz. Diane, you mentioned savings, and let me just ask you about this. The finances seems to be your major concern running for the board, correct?
Yeah, it is. And a lot of it, what will be talked about a lot is the need for economic development. That's high on the list. And I have some different thoughts on economic development. To me, I know there's a lot that goes on at the state level, and certainly we don't have the controls over that. But as far as locally, incentives, should there be any kind of development in the unincorporated area, which is the part that that a county supervisor has control over, I believe there should be defined incentives. I think that the taxpayer deserves to know what we're willing to give to businesses, and that encourages that the same benefits are given to our established businesses, as well as anybody that's coming into the area and shopping around.
That's a big difference, because what we do is give incentives to new businesses, and we just don't give hardly anything to an existing business.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. That's picking winners and losers.
Well, it is. let me spend a minute on that. How would you work that? Say that I decided to open a gas station out in the county. I think we got a couple of gas stations out here on Highway 130 that are in the county just outside Davenport city limits. I'm not dead sure.
Mm-hmm.
But suppose that they're under county jurisdiction. And there's a gas station out there right now selling gasoline on Highway 130. And I decided to open one up just a little bit north of them. So I'm out there in the county.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to offer me incentives to have a business in Scott County, and I know you will because you do. What are you going to do for the two of them? There's one on each side of the road. You've driven down that road. There's one on each side of the road. What are you going to do for them?
Well, I think you're going to have that's my point. I think we need to have a set figure and a set agreed upon in advance. What the taxpayers
well, we could
are
do a
willing
couple of
to.
Things. We could do a rollback on their taxes. Mm-hmm. We could do a check.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to equalize benefits, you're going to give me a developmental benefit. And maybe give me 20 years low taxes, this kind of stuff. You can either give them the same tax rollback or you can cut them a check for the difference.
Well, if you're when you're saying rollback, I don't know if you're talking about TIFing.
Bingo.
And I believe
that's economic development.
I think what was the true intent of that, and that was to develop
blighted areas,
fix the blighted areas for blighted areas.
Yeah, that fairy tale went away a long time
ago.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's where the disconnect. I think in 2012, the state was, they were working at trying to tighten up that language, and it didn't happen.
I agree.
It's up to the, you know, it's up to the cities to control their own, you know, their own tiffing.
Every time we have one of these nice people coming in here running for office, I say, Diane, here at the end of this, take 60 seconds, tell people why they ought to vote for Diane Holtz for county supervisor.
Well, I started on this interest, we'll call it, about 5 years ago, and I've been going to meetings where county business has been addressed for the probably close to 125 meetings now over the last 5 years, and I found it wasn't just going to the supervisor's meeting; it was to follow the process on back, because that's where the discussions take place. Where you really find out what's going on. Decisions are made all the time that affect our property rights and our pocketbooks. And I can guarantee you that I will, I research these issues. I take them all the way back to the legislations or the grant request or whatever the background is.
This is a citizen, folks. We guys at WOC don't tell you how to vote. We just tell you here's some of the people running. I got a hard break coming here at 525. Diane, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Much.
They don't represent Senate.